School districts are trying to figure out how best to tackle the question of teacher evaluation and pay, and one method that would seem obvious seems to be gaining traction. Ask students. An increasing number of public school districts are using student surveys along with standardized student test scores in trying to assess teachers. Right now, 7 states use a type of student survey. Advocates say children spend the most time in the classroom, and their answers in these questionnaires can help teachers improve. But others fear student evaluations of teachers can easily turn into popularity contests or payback. Carvitha Cardosa of Here and Now contributor WAMU reports.
The first time Ronald Ferguson developed a student survey was in the late 1990s. He's an education and public policy professor at Harvard University and was trying to find out whether there was a difference in how much time students of different races spent on homework. There wasn't.
The racial differences in homework completion were much more due to skill differences than to effort differences.
Meaning students spent the same amount of time on homework with different results. He says teachers were astonished by the findings.
And that made the teachers more sympathetic, more understanding of their students, because now they understood that the students were not doing poorly because they weren't trying. They were doing poorly because they didn't have the preparation. They didn't have the skills.
Ferguson says he's found student evaluations to be valid, regardless of race, income, and other demographics. And he's so convinced that he eventually co-founded Tripod, the most widely used evaluation tool with which students rate their teachers. But Corey Rosenlee, president of the Hawaii State Teachers Association, is not a fan.
It's a bad idea. It doesn't work. One teacher put it the best. A 6-year-old shouldn't be able to decide whether I can pay rent or not.
Hawaii's public schools decided to use student surveys in 2013. And Rosenlee says the statewide teacher evaluation system, which includes student surveys, was created in exchange for millions of dollars in federal grant money.
I mean, you had kids that could hardly read and yet were supposed to do a teacher evaluation. One of the horrible examples was this. The question was, does my teacher push me to work harder? And a lot of the young kids said no, because you shouldn't push anyone.
Some teachers, he says, found a way to get better ratings.
On the day of evaluation, it's pizza and candy, kids, because they realized that it would only be about one day. Especially very young students, they couldn't see, you know, the whole semester, a whole year.
2 years ago in Hawaii, student evaluations counted for 10% of a teacher's overall score. Not anymore. After teacher complaints, the survey is no longer a standalone score in a teacher's evaluation. It only factors in indirectly. And children younger than 8 years old no longer get to evaluate their teachers. In Pittsburgh public schools in Pennsylvania, student feedback counts for 15%, the highest in the country. Bill Heilman is the vice president for the teachers union. He says information from the survey is useful.
There is no doubt about it. And there's fabulous information about how students are perceiving their experience in public schools.
But he says as soon as you attach it to a teacher's job security, you change the whole dynamic of what you set out to do. He says the survey just becomes one more thing in an evaluation, and teachers lose sight of the benefits gained from the information.
You're actually going to do exactly the opposite of what you want to do, and that is to engage teachers in listening to the student voice. Because you're going to put high stakes on it, and people don't react the way you want them to when you do that.
The student voice is critically important.
That's Matthew Springer, director of the National Center on Performance Incentives at Vanderbilt University. He says there's a growing recognition that there needs to be multiple ways to evaluate teaching, including looking at student test scores and student surveys.
Well, it's important that students like their teacher, right? That's a way in which we engage students, right? But at the same time, it should not be a popularity contest.
For example, the question should not include one such as, do you like your teacher? Rather, in this class, do you learn to correct your mistakes? Or, my teacher wants me to explain my answers. Or, if I don't understand something, my teacher explains it a different way. Harvard professor Ron Ferguson says the survey was developed as a feedback mechanism, and that remains the priority. But, he says, there's also the question of accountability.
We need to be fair to teachers, but we also need to be fair to children. And it's not being fair to a child to leave an ineffective teacher in their class for a long time without helping that teacher to get better.
Of course, the most challenging part for states might be convincing teachers that these surveys are a way to help them improve and not merely punitive. For Here and Now, I'm Kavita Cardoza.